Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. When given the opportunity to address a crowd in Athens, Paul found a way to segue into the gospel message. I read from Acts 17, 22 through 23. So Paul, standing before the council, addressed them as follows, "Men of Athens, I notice that you are very religious in every way. For as I was walking along, I saw your many shrines, and one of your altars had this inscription on it, 'To an unknown God.' This God, whom you worship without knowing, is the one I'm telling you about." Principle: find common ground. When we have the opportunity to share the gospel, wisdom teaches us not to begin by attacking people and their beliefs. All that does is make them defensive and closes their mind against what we have to say. Paul found common ground with the Athenians in a most surprising way. Instead of negatively focusing on their pagan idolatry, he pointed out the one thing they shared. By starting in this way, he gave himself the best opportunity to be heard. When we talk with people, we should ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us where we can find a launching point to share Jesus. I am not of the persuasion that every conversation needs to end up with our sharing the gospel. That is a good way to alienate people. If we hope to have a long-term connection with people, we must be socially aware and smart, not a gospel bulldozer that flattens everything in its path. Sometimes God will open a way to share the gospel in a first meeting. Other times we may need to cultivate a relationship. If we love people, we will rejoice either way. Love opens hearts to the gospel. I close by reading Colossians 4:6. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone.